On today's show, General Motors is pushing hard to boost sales of diesels. Bernie Ecclestone could be out of Formula One this week. Yay, woohoo! And a glut of leased cars could cripple residuals. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for those interested in all aspects of the automotive industry. Automakers in the American market face a glut of used vehicles coming off lease. J.D. Power reports that 3.3 million vehicles will come off lease this year, which could hurt car companies, lenders, and leasing companies. And here's the problem. Leasing used to be for luxury cars. Today, it's used all across the market. And so many cars are coming off lease at the same time that they're bringing down prices for used cars. Those lower residuals could result in much lower profits for the finance arms of the car companies and other lenders. The average used car depreciated 23% last year. That compares to the historical rate of 18%. Ford recently announced it would have 13 new electrified vehicles on roads all around the world within the next 5 years. And of those 13, we learned that one of them would be a hybrid transit van. But before they go into customers' hands, Ford in the City of London will test a fleet out on public roads. During a 12-month trial, 20 plug-in hybrid transit vans will be provided to a range of commercial fleets across the city to make deliveries and perform maintenance work. The commercial introduction of these hybrid vans is planned for sometime in 2019. And in other Ford news, after showing off the new design for the Mustang in hardtop form, we're now getting our first peek at the soft top. Many people in our comments section blasted the new design, saying it has a bit of a droopy face. But we think the fresh lines look much better on the convertible. What say you? You know, this might be Bernie Ecclestone's last week in Formula One. And that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Many Formula One fans around the world will be thrilled to hear that Bernie Ecclestone could step down this week as chief executive of the racing series. Ecclestone has been a controversial figure who built F1 into a sporting powerhouse, but he ruled it with an iron fist. Formula One was bought by an American company called Liberty Media, and it plans to make major changes to the racing series. The BBC reports Ecclestone could be out this week or within the month. What the heck is going on at BMW Design? Within the last 2 years, the company lost the design chiefs at both the Mini and BMW I brands, and now Automotive News reports that the head of design for the BMW brand, Karim Habib, is quitting. He started with BMW back in 1998, then went to Mercedes in 2008, and ended up back at BMW in 2011, where he was promoted to his current position. All of them reported to Adrian Van Hooydonk, the senior vice president of BMW Group Design. We all know the names of famous sports stars and celebrities. Well, in the automotive industry, the celebrities are the executives, and one of them is retiring. Delphi's chief technology officer, Jeff Owens, will step down this month after more than 40 years at the supplier company. He will be replaced by Glenn DeVos, who has been at Delphi since 1992 and was recently VP of Software and Services for Delphi Electronics and Safety. Just a few years ago, Chevy offered a diesel Chevy Cruze, but last year it dropped it because of poor sales. But that doesn't mean that Chevy is giving up on diesels. The 2017 Cruze and the 2018 Equinox will both offer diesels. And to make sure they don't suffer the same fate, Words Auto reports Chevy is planning to market them differently. It says it didn't properly target and engage diesel owners and enthusiasts. It wants to focus on the fun-to-drive aspects and the fuel economy. Chevy wants to engage diesel enthusiasts the same way it's going after EV and plug-in enthusiasts. When are we going to see Chinese brand cars sold in the U.S. market? Well, that's coming up next.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Even though it doesn't sell any cars in the American market, Chinese automaker GAC Motors took the time to come to the Detroit Auto Show and debut several new products. But does this mean we'll see Chinese brand cars on U.S. roads sometime soon? On last week's Autoline After Hours, John and the gang got into it.
It would have been very hard for China to a Chinese automaker to sell in this market even 5 to 10 years ago. But the demographics are changing. We've got enough millennials out there with buying power. They're younger. They aren't as set in their ways. They're more open. If they get news that something's good, they're kind of done. They don't need a 30-year history of it already existing in this country or even being from this country. I did like to see them on the actual show floor, but I remember seeing Geely and or Chery at this show.
Right, both of them.
A decade ago.
14
yeah.
years
yeah.
ago,
right.
You know. They were down by the Joe Louis statue back then and all, but they've been at this show for over a decade. And, you know, remember at some point there was a wolf in The Boy Who Cried Wolf, but how long before we're actually going to see, you know, a car show up here from China? We've been hearing about it for years.
Yeah, and what's the quality really like in those vehicles? Quality has always been a problem for cars that are Chinese made when you put them into this market.
Yes, and these cars looked pretty good, at least at a quick glance. One thing I noticed standing under the harsh lights of the auto show was the paint on the one. It was like, boy, this one really needs like a color correction from one of the good paint shops out there, because these auto show veterans, companies veterans, know you don't let a car onto the show unless the paint is perfect, because every little scratch shows up. And the one was just like, ugh.
Well, remember, Guangzhou is a company that builds cars for Chrysler in China. It builds cars for Honda in China. So it's got these relationships with well-established companies. And I'll bet at least the cars they build for them are probably very close to equal to the quality of what you'd buy from anything made here or in Europe or in Japan, for that matter. I think they're coming. I think they want to be in this market. Some of it's to hedge just in case everything goes south in China in a big way.
Yeah.
And I think you can make way more profit in the United States of America than you can in China, even though their car market's bigger. I think we're going to see a number of them here, and I think we'll see them selling cars, retailing cars, before this decade is out.
The guys also talk with David Madeira, the head of the LeMay Museum in Tacoma, Washington, about its annual classic car drive to the Detroit Auto Show. To watch the show, just head on over to our website, autoline.tv, or you can always find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.